Penguin Audio presents Another Chance to Dream by Lynn Kurland, read by Ileana Kadushin. Winter, the year of our Lord, 1200. Chapter 1, Air England. She was going to die. It was a pity, though, to die so soon, seeing that so much of her life remained before her, and that 'twas only now she'd had her first taste of true freedom. But there was no denying the direness of her current plight. Who would have thought it took such skill to ride a horse? Perhaps she should have spent more time in the stables learning of horses, and less time loitering in her mother's solar, working heroic designs on fine linen. That she could scarce tell one end of a horse from the other should have told her that she knew too little about them to handle one with any skill. Too late now for regrets. All she could do at present was cling to the saddle with one hand and the horse's mane with the other, and watch as both the surrounding countryside and the more noteworthy events of her life rushed past her with dizzying speed. Her sins, too, seemed determined to present themselves to her with all haste, likely before the horse either ran her into a tree or managed to scrape her from his back and leave her in a broken heap on the wild grass. Stealing. Aye, there was that grievous folly for which she would unfortunately have no time to make a penance. At the time, though, thievery had seemed her only choice. She'd needed a sword to aid her in her new choice of vocation. And 'twas a certainty no one would have given her one had she asked for it.